All right, that's all for today. Remember to make a post on the module, 100 words max, and hand in your extra credit reports by midnight. Have a good day. Oh, hey, what's up? Yeah, I remember you. You're the one who wrote the, what was it? The opinion piece on Mario Kart and social commentary, wasn't it? Yeah, definitely an interesting take, and certainly one I hadn't seen before. Yeah? Oh, you saw the post on my page, didn't you? Right. Okay, well, I do have to head back to get some grading done before my office hours, but if you're done with class for the day, we can discuss specifics in my office. Sure. Let me grab my laptop, all these essays, and yeah, let's go. Oh, yeah, thanks. Here. It's a nightmare carrying all this junk to and from classes. I know. I'm lucky the coordinator set up my classrooms in the same building this year. Yeah, when I started out here, I didn't have the great rapport with them that I have now. They had me running across campus with almost no time between classes. But luckily, I was able to charm them into taking pity on me. Alright. Here we are. Oh, that can just go on the side table. Thanks again. Yep, it's not a huge office, but I get it all to myself. And I have this great view of the STEM building. Yeah, and all of its gray glory. Well, thanks. I do try to make it a bit more homey, but there's only so much you can do. Here, you can sit on the couch. I'll get my stuff in order. Right. So, what'd you want to know? Yeah, so the TA position would start next semester and can be filled by anyone, really. You don't have to be in your master's or anything. Just pass those particular classes with an A and have some references for teaching. Yep, you get the regular salary and a bonus if the class ends with a B+ average or more. I know, not many profs do that, but I find positive reinforcements usually get my TAs doing their best. It's honestly not a hard job at all. Every one of my previous TAs did amazingly, and all of them got the bonus at the end. I'm sure you'd be great for it too. You're always so attentive in class. Not to mention, your grades are impeccable. Thanks. It means a lot coming from someone who's taken, what, 5 of my courses? Yeah. Sometimes I still feel like I'm the newbie, and I have someone watching my every move, even though I've been here for, I think, more than 6 years now. It's reassuring, though, knowing students like you are so interested. Especially since you're not even majoring in comms, are you? Right. It's a good choice, and full of possibilities. I'm sure comms classes would be pretty useful with it, too. Yeah, it's versatile, and it looks great on a resume. Speaking of, do you have a resume with you? Ah, perfect. Let's see. I have gotten some applications, but since you came to me personally, I'll look over yours first. Lucky you. It's a pretty impressive resume. I like that competitive Tetris is listed in your hobbies. That's definitely an asset. Well, everything looks pretty spot on. Is there anything you'd like to add or elaborate? Yeah, I've got time. My office hours don't start until after 4, so yeah, you have all the time in the world. I just have a mountain of papers to look over before midnight. That's something you'll have to do as a TA. I hope you're ready for some of the worst writing you'll ever read in your career. Sure, ask away. Yeah, the door locks automatically. Why? Should I ask why you're kneeling? I don't think this is appropriate. Please, get up. Yeah, you're pretty. This isn't something that's supposed to happen. Yeah, well, whatever Professor Seidelman's doing with this... Wait, he did what? Okay, your hands are definitely on my legs right now. Just stop for a sec. Please. Why are you doing this? What do you mean? You know professors aren't supposed to have relations with their students. It's ethics. There can't be any favoritism. And professors can't lose their objectivity in class. You know this. We went through it in my interpersonal relations course. If this is about your grades, you have nothing to worry about. I mean, you're not doing this for grades. Then what? Well, I'm flattered, but I'm still your professor. There's a power dynamic here that's improper, and if you think, you're awfully close. If you think that this is something that'll end well, this is so inappropriate. Little girl, do you have any idea what you're getting yourself into? You really think I didn't know what you were doing? Those short skirts, tight shirts, trying to basic instinct me from the first row while I'm doing my lectures. Don't look away. We both know you're not that innocent. Now look at me. I said, look at me. Show me those pretty eyes. There they are. To be honest, I brushed it off the first two courses you took with me. But you kept coming back. Always in the first row, always so eager to be praised for answering a question. At first, I was sure you wanted a hike on your grades. Every time you leaned forward a little too much to ask a question, you just so happened to be braless. I wanted to chalk it up to forgetfulness, but you were so diligent. Your grades were impressive, top of the class, and you never miss a beat. Honestly, I was surprised. What would a pretty young thing like you want with someone like me? If it wasn't the grades, the options I held were limited. But then I noticed, bit by bit, you hanging on my every word, biting your lip whenever I look at you, clenching your thighs under that desk whenever I acknowledge you in class. You like it, don't you? Being praised. Me telling the whole class about how they should all be more like you. You liked it when I said you were pretty. As if you needed me to remind you how gorgeous you are. But it's what you want, right? You're just a little slut with a thing for people pleasing. Is that right? Now you look at me with those wide eyes. This is what you wanted, isn't it? If it's not, you have to tell me. That's a good girl. I assume this is something you always wanted to do. Chat up some professor and have your way with them in their office. No? Something else, huh? Well, let's figure out what that is. Come here, on the desk. That's a nice view. Let me get in between your legs here. Nice thighs. I won't pretend I haven't been checking them out every time you cross and uncross your legs in class, which is a surprising amount. It's almost like you wanted me to notice. Do you even own a skirt that goes below your knees? If you do, I haven't seen them. But I have been getting an eyeful of other things. You made sure of that. Can I touch? Well, don't mind if I do. I'll just slide my hands over your thighs. So soft. Tell me, sweet thing, what exactly do you want? You don't know? No, it's okay. That's why you came to someone with experience, isn't it? Girls like you just want something spontaneous, something fun. Is that right? And when you're wearing a shirt that's practically see-through, who can resist? I certainly can't. It's nice, huh? My hands on your breasts. Is this how you do it? Fantasize about someone taking advantage. Although in this case, you're giving it to me, aren't you? So eagerly, too. I'm not complaining. Why don't we get this off? Look at you. Just gorgeous. You're seriously into this praise thing, aren't you? Yeah, that's definitely okay. Only the best for the brightest student in my class. You deserve it. What else do you think you deserve? Yeah? Touch you? Touch you where? Come on, use your words. I know you can. Dragging my hand to your pussy isn't enough. Yeah, just like that. Over your clit. Oh, sensitive little thing, aren't you? It's cute, the noises you make with my mouth on your neck. What would your classmates think if you turned up next lecture covered in hickeys? Maybe they'll think you got it on with some college kid. They'll have no idea I did this to you. That you wanted it. I don't know if I should tarnish your good reputation. What was that? You want me to? Maybe you're not such a good girl after all. Getting a little loud. Do my fingers really feel that good on your clit? Must be nice. Having someone older and taking care of you like you should be taken care of. Anyone who works as hard as you deserves a more targeted type of recognition, don't you think? The smartest, prettiest girl in my class just squirming on my desk, getting her clit played with. It's a better reward than anything else the school offers, isn't it? Because it comes with a choice. You can come on my hands, or you can come in my mouth. What does my star pupil want? Somehow I knew you'd want my tongue. Sit tight. You seem close already. Some grade A pussy. But I expect nothing less. Oh. Try to keep quiet. I have this office to myself, but it's not soundproof. Pulling my hair a little hard. You're that close? Yeah? You gonna come for me, good girl? No sense in holding back. I can feel your thighs tensing. Come on. Let me have it. I'm giving you what you deserve. Now come for me. Come for your professor. Come on, good girl. Come for me now. That's it. Buck up. Fuck. Oh, that's good. That's a good girl. Feels so good, doesn't it? Oh, look at you. Made a little mess, didn't you? You look a little winded. It's kind of cute. Come here. You know, I never expected you of all people to come on to me, but I'm more than glad you did. Same time next week, then? Of course. We'll have to meet up to talk about your role as TA. Yeah, your performance was more than satisfactory. And next semester, we'll have to meet up for weekly updates. Knew you'd be excited to hear that. Come on, let's dress you back up, and I'll walk you out. Here. It's a nice shirt. What's it made of?